This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Weeknd has become the first artist in Spotify history to hit 100 million monthly listeners. Miley Cyrus is number two with over 82 million, Taylor Swift number three with 80 million, and Rihanna with 79 million. Also, The Weeknd's concert at LA's SoFi Stadium last fall can now be seen on HBO. I was there, and I still can't feel my face. Maude's son admitted he feels broken after Avril Lavigne blindsided him by calling off their engagement. He said, quote, "In 1 week, my entire life completely changed. I just know there's a plan for it all. I'll keep my head up and always listen to my heart, even when it feels broken," unquote. He may be down, but will Maude's son rise? Pink is frustrated over the ongoing narrative surrounding her years-long feud with Christina Aguilera. The singer said she's disappointed by recent headlines focusing on her relationship with Aguilera instead of her just-released ninth studio album, Trustfall. She says men in the entertainment industry aren't asked the same types of questions. I think Pink's getting red. Rock legends Kiss have announced the final dates of their last tour. Two back-to-back shows at Madison Square Garden in New York, December 1st and 2nd. The end of the road countdown, the final 50 shows, will start the North American leg in October and end with the band's hometown shows in New York. And then, it's over. Finally, makeup and mic drop. Travis Scott punched a man in the face and caused $12,000 worth of damage to equipment at the Nebula Club in New York. Cops responded to an assault call where the sicko mode rapper got into a verbal turned physical altercation with a sound engineer. He also damaged a video screen and speaker before departing the nightclub. Scott has not been arrested. For now. A woman charged in connection with the theft of Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs is now suing the pop star for not delivering on her promised $500,000 reward. Not kidding. Jennifer McBride returned the dogs just 2 days after they were taken, but she was dating one of the men who shot Gaga's dog walker. Let that sink in. When the cast of season 2 of The White Lotus went up on stage to receive their SAG Awards, one person looked angry and miserable up there. Yeah. Aubrey Plaza could be seen glaring and talking to herself, and after actor F. Murray Abraham finished his speech on behalf of the cast, Plaza left the stage while the cast congratulated each other on their win. Party pooper! Billie Eilish has been granted a temporary restraining order against a man who was found shirtless outside of her parents' house. A judge ordered Raymond Black to stay at least 100 yards away from Eilish and her house and to stop harassing her. This is the third time in as many months that someone has been arrested outside Billie's parents' home. Too many bad guys. A staged play adaptation of the hit Netflix franchise Stranger Things will premiere in London's West End later this year. Oh yeah. Based on an original story by the Duffer Brothers, Stranger Things, The First Shadow, will be set in the 1950s and will take you right back to the beginning of the Stranger Things story and may hold the key to the end. Jolly good!
Idiot of the Week!
Farrah Abraham defended her decision to allow daughter Sophia to get multiple face piercings as a 14th birthday gift. The teen mom, Alum, who recently treated her teenager to a piercing party, said that while she used to be a parent shamer herself back in the day, she's now more accepting. Meanwhile, society said, idiot. Paris Hilton wants to be a girl mom. Yep, The Simple Life alum, who recently welcomed a baby boy via surrogate with husband Carter Room, revealed she's still waiting for a potential daughter amid her embryo freezing process. The couple had successfully frozen 20 embryos during the COVID lockdown, and all were boys. Hey, how about not reproducing? Actress Evan Rachel Wood accused her ex-boyfriend Marilyn Manson of years of abuse. Another woman, Ashley Morgan Smithline, who also accused Manson of the same things, says now that Wood coerced her into making false allegations against Manson and has recanted those accusations. Wood has strongly denied that she did that. Manson, however, is still gross. Amazon head Jeff Bezos, who's worth more than $100 billion, and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez had a date night in Miami. The pair were recently on vacation in the Caribbean and flew his private jet to Miami, which is Bezos' hometown, and had dinner with friends at the new Japanese steakhouse, Queen. The check was delivered next day because he's an Amazon Prime member. The Weeknd will have his first starring role in a feature film, though it's being kept shrouded in mystery regarding its plot and genre. Even though the logline is being kept under wraps, we do know that The Weeknd wrote it, will produce, and it will shoot in Los Angeles. It will also star red-hot Jenna Ortega, known for her role as the lead in Wednesday. But will The Weeknd work weekends?
The Trash Bin.
Three Rust crew members filed a lawsuit against Alec Baldwin and the film's producers. The individuals claim they have suffered anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder after the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty in the case. The plaintiffs in the new suit are the dolly operator, set costumer, and the cash grab. Key grip.
The news wrap-up.
Media company Futuri has launched the world's first AI-driven radio platform, RadioGPT. TikTok's potential ban in the U.S. could be a big boon for Meta and Snap. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, they've been sued by at least six companies over unpaid bills. 100 million Americans have downloaded the AI software ChatGPT. Has it told you that it loves you yet?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Creed 3, starring Michael B. Jordan, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Carol G, Manana Sarah Bonito, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. Again.
The number one book.
It's Spare by Prince Harry for the seventh week.
UK-born Pink Pantheress is both a singer and a record producer. Her songs are known for usually being short in length and often include samples of music from the 1990s and 2000s. Her music spans numerous genres, including drum and bass and alt-pop. In 2021, while attending university in London, she posted several songs to TikTok that went viral, including Break It Off, and she subsequently signed to Parlophone and Elektra Records. Climbing to the top of the charts in the UK and Australia, her new song is blowing up big in Canada and right here in the US too. Once it gets into your brain, try getting rid of it. Here's Brit Pink Pantheress featuring Ice Spice with the Song of the Week. Boy's a Liar, Part 2.
He say that I'm good enough, got my thr. Think about that I shouldn't know. So I tell him it's one of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me, like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that fact. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky that you do.
Pink Pantheress featuring Ice Spice with the Song of the Week, Boy's a Liar, Part 2. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.